Good morning. It is 8:14. Galesburg's Morning News. Brand new product at Happy Joe's. And we were fortunate enough to sample it this morning. And you're going to be able to sample it because we're going to be doing some giveaways all week long of a brand new dessert pizza, the Happy Joe's Cookies and Cream Dessert Pizza. We're going to find out about that and some other things. Join us here this morning, Marketing Director for Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor, Crystal Woody Urshan. Crystal, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for coming in here this morning, and thank you for the pizza, by the way.
You're welcome.
As you can tell, I need to eat. I look like I'm starving to death, don't I? Well, you know, it was delicious. Okay, well, let me talk about it. We mentioned this earlier this morning, the new Cookies and Cream Dessert Pizza. It's made with chocolate pudding, real Oreo pieces, cream cheese frosting. It's served hot. And normally, I don't mind the dessert pizzas. Sometimes they're a little bit sweet, and especially when it comes to chocolate. And I found while I looked at it, it's like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to like it. I just had a little piece, and I was telling you off the air that something that the cream cheese frosting is what really sets it apart for me, and it kind of cuts through some of the chocolatey sweetness. Oh, it's incredible. It's really
I'm
good.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, it's a fun one. We've tried to keep it moving, and you know, with all we've been through, we deserve a cookies and cream pizza, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got that right. That's for sure. We'll talk about, like, with a product like that, obviously a lot of testing goes on, but where does an idea come from in the first place to give it a shot?
Oh, gosh, yeah. We look at what's happening in the world and what's out there in pizza, and then we have a great chef. His name is Chef John, and he's wonderful, and he's got all kinds of experience. And sometimes ideas can come really from anyone, from the store. We might have the dishwasher, you know, have a thought, and we'll go ahead and bring that to our product committee and say, here's a thought that we thought you might want to look into. They'll look into it, see if it's, you know, a good fit for what we do. And so we're trying things all the time. We have a big, huge list of fun things, you know, that are on the list of possible things. And then we have a few things that we know we're going to be rolling out in the future.
Of course, your dad was Happy Joe Woody, unfortunately passed away last year. And, you know, talk about, you know, the early days of Happy Joe's. Was it all on him? Was he coming up with all the ideas for the different things?
Well, I think he came up with a lot of them, but, you know, it's always been a collaboration at Happy Joe's. I think he got the ball rolling with the creativity, with the taco pizza, of course, and the Happy Joe's special with Canadian bacon and sauerkraut's really unique. But then as you hang out with a guy like that, you're like, oh, well, if we're creating things, you know, maybe I'll give it a go. And so people in our restaurants, franchisees, workers, and team members, even vendors, you know, would help us come up with thoughts and things. So he came up with a lot of them, but he was always willing to listen to new ideas from others too.
You know, that's the interesting thing, because there are some people that did not know that your father is the one that came up. The first taco pizza was a Happy Joe's taco pizza. Nobody else had done it.
I know. And we've really searched to see if possibly we're wrong about that, but we have yet to find anyone that did it before him. Now, of course, it's popular now, and lots of people do a taco or a Mexican. But we had a franchisee in Muscatine that said, there's a taco place right next door, and they're doing gangbusters. We think we should put tacos on the menu. And my dad was like, we're not really a taco place. I'm not sure if I like that idea, but let me think about it. And then that weekend, he got all the makings for what he thought would make the best tacos and created the taco pizza.
And, you know, others have done it. Nobody has matched what you guys do with it, though.
We are excited that people love that pizza so much. It's one of our best sellers. And, of course, you know, we ship them across the country, and we do all kinds of fun stuff. We have branded chips that go with them and our branded taco sauce. So it's kind of our signature claim to fame, I think.
You mentioned that taco sauce. You know what? I don't know what it is about it, but I first tried this. This was when I was going to broadcast school, which at the time was in Duck Creek Plaza.
Oh,
and
okay.
You guys had like a walk-up window in Duck Creek Plaza, and you
yes.
sold just the slices, squares or rectangular slices. And for some reason, one day I just got a slice of sausage, and I put my parm and my red peppers on it. It's like, let me put some taco sauce on here. And for whatever reason, that taco sauce and that Parmesan are a really good mix. I actually put it on, you know, because I don't normally order the taco. I usually order – I'll get half – Happy Joe special and half like Canadian bacon sausage pepperoni, and I will cover it with parm and put your taco sauce on it too. I don't know what it is about that sauce. It's really,
I know, it's got a little zing to it.
Yeah,
it's got a unique flavor. It's got a little vinegar / zippy. I don't know what it is. It's really good on all the pizzas and the breakfast pizza, too. It's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing that we've experienced over the last week or so, and I'll do that again this morning. Crystal Whitty Urshan is joining us here this morning. She's marketing director for Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors, and a brand new dessert pizza that you're debuting. Right now, just $4.99 for a small? Is that right?
Yeah, we have a great deal. No strings attached, just $4.99, so you can give it a try. It does come in all sizes if you'd prefer a bigger one, but pretty good deal.
I will tell you what, after you try the small one, you will prefer a bigger one. I'm just saying. I am just saying. So, you know, one of the things I mentioned, you mentioned also the Happy Joe special. Who'd have thought? I mean, I asked my family, I've always been a very picky eater, and sauerkraut, I would have never, ever touched sauerkraut in my life. And then finally, I gave in and dropped. My sister actually, I think, was working at the Happy Joe's here in high school, so this would have been mid to late 70s, and brought some home, and I tried it. I don't know what it is. And again, other places do it, but it's not the same. And I think part of it, one of the things I love about your pizza, the sauce has that sweet component to it, and it just meshes so well with the sauerkraut on that pizza. It's just such an amazing mixture. Was that, I mean, had you ever talked to your dad about what was the impetus behind that concoction?
He was at a relative's house, and they had Canadian bacon and sauerkraut in the fridge, and he was practicing dough recipes and just needed some stuff to put on it because he wanted to see how the dough would cook with toppings. And so he did a Canadian bacon and sauerkraut pizza, and it smelled up the kitchen, and everyone was like, what are you doing? And then he came out and had them try it, and nobody talked about the dough. They're like, this is the best pizza ever. You have to have this on your menu. And he's like, no, I was just joking around. And then they're like, no, this is like a pizza you need to have. And then later he was invited to a sauerkraut convention, and I guess Happy Joe's that year like bought the most sauerkraut or something of all the restaurants, and he got to give a speech, and it was kind of funny. But that pizza is quite unique, and that's another signature pizza from Happy Joe's.
Yeah, and I think the difference is when you know if you ever have it at other places, it's just not quite the same, because I think that whatever that sweet component is in your sauce is really what makes it that
sweet
and savory component.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah. Crystal Whitty Urshan joining us here this morning. She's a marketing director for Happy Joe's. Okay, so we're not far off from October already, believe it or not. And October, of course, National Pizza Month, National Pasta Month. And always, you guys are big participants in things that go on. What kind of specials will you have coming up?
Well, we've redone all our pastas. So we're going to debut the new ones October 1st, which is National Pizza and Pasta Month. And they're bigger, quite a bit bigger. We've also got a new noodle. We do our pastas like an oven-baked pasta, so they're almost like a French onion soup version of a pasta. You kind of have to crack through to get to all the good stuff. And you can make any pasta from a pizza recipe. So if you wanted, for example, a Canadian bacon and sauerkraut pasta, we can do that. If you want a combo or a BLT or a taco pasta, or you can create your own. And they're available for dine-in, carry-out delivery, online, all that good stuff. But they're going to be just $6.99. And they're well worth a $10 pasta, but we're going to run a special on them. And then we've also got a large two-topping pizza for $15.99 in October just to celebrate National Pizza and Pasta Month.
All right, Tyler, here you go. The Matador pasta with jalapenos. If you've ever had the Matador pizza, it's got, it'll give you a little kick.
It'll wake me up.
Yeah, it will. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, Happy Joe's special pasta. That's hard to even imagine. It, like, as a kid, no, I would have never eaten it. Now, yeah, I think I'll have to give that a try, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're really unique, and they're quite good.
Yeah, absolutely. Crystal Whitty Urshan joining us here this morning, marketing director of Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream. Talk a little bit more about the history. I know your dad grew up in South Dakota originally. North Dakota, I'm sorry. How did he end up in the Quad Cities then?
He actually got a job in the Quad Cities in Davenport at Mercy Hospital, which is now a Genesis hospital. And he got a job in the bakery area, or baking any bread or bakery items for the entire hospital. He worked with all the nuns. And the joke is, when he did start Happy Joe's, all the nuns wanted to come and support him because they were all friends at that point. And they would want to drink beer with their pizza, but they didn't want anyone to see them. So he would serve them their beer and Coke glasses.
Good for him, helping him out, that's for sure.
Yeah, so that was always a funny story. But yeah, he got his start there. He lived in Davenport and sent money back to his wife, my mom, Sandra. And then everybody moved here, and that's where he had the rest of the kids. And had his career.
Well, and that's what's an interesting, always been an interesting dynamic about Happy Joe's is the pizza and ice cream parlor, and that it's for kids and adults. I mean, you can all enjoy yourselves no matter what you enjoy, other than just the pizza.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a place that you're supposed to be able to all have fun. You know, one of the things that you know, you can do at Happy Joe's is you can come in and start moving tables around. You can't really do that in every restaurant. But, you know, he put rounded edges on the tables so the kids wouldn't bop their temples into a pointed table and tried to make it fun. He had a lot of good insight. The pizza window was popular back then. Watch your pizzas being made. A little ahead of his time on a few ideas. But the whole idea of Happy Joe's then and now is to have fun. And our Happy Joe's in Galesburg has their fun center back open. They're open for dine-in now. They have their smorgasbord. They have their family night every Monday and Tuesday. Their Sunday brunch is back. So we're excited. We're still doing all the CDC guidelines and the social distancing rules that keep everyone safe. But we are back in business. So if you have a party or a fundraiser or something to that effect, or you just want to get out of the house and sit around a table and enjoy a Happy Joe's experience, we're here for you for that dine-in experience now again, and then also carry out and delivery.
And if you or your child loves trains, drop a quarter in and you watch a train go around the top and see where it stops.
On something, you're going to win, right?
You could be a winner. That's right.
Fun.
That's right. Yeah, and I love the, you know, always talk about, you know, the kind of the changes over the years, the buffet, which has been going on for quite some time. What was kind of the thought process behind that?
I think the thought process was, especially for lunch, the timing. A lot of people work, and so they're not maybe thinking about, okay, let me call ahead and order my pizza and then I'll go and time it all out. Sometimes you're working, then all of a sudden you just realize, I'm hungry, I want to go grab something. And that's where fast food was becoming, you know, such a popular choice. So the buffets, which we call smorgasbords, have everything, you know, you'd want, all your favorites, and you get to try them, but it's all ready to go. So you can come in, pay, and eat with pizza, and then you can top it off with some ice cream if you'd like. So I think that's where, you know, the convenience factor is kind of where it started. It was also a great avenue for people to try different pizzas without fully committing to buying a large, you know, whatever it was. And they could try the BLT and try the Happy Joe special or the combo or the Matador or some of the other specialty pizzas we have. And then they could pick their favorites to order on the weekend.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Also, you talk about, you know, fast food. You walk in and you don't sit and order the pizza and have to wait for it to be cooked. There it is. It's
right.
Baked. It's on the smorgasbord. There you go. But if you want to wait, if you're like, hey, you know, maybe, oh, there's not a Happy Joe special out right now. Can you put one in for us? They'll do it.
Yeah, you can request any pizza.
Yeah.
And you can also, for the regular Happy Joe's experience, you can call ahead. We'll put those pizzas in for you if you tell us what time you're going to be there, if you don't want to have the wait. Some people like to wait and sit and talk and have the kids play games, and others want to get in and out. But you can certainly do that. You can also do deferred orders. So if you have something next week and you want it delivered, or you want to have a dine-in experience and you want to defer the order, just call us whenever you want and we'll put that order in. And then if you want to call and confirm the day of, great. But that's a great thing to just kind of check something off your list. You know, I need some pizzas. I know I need 4 pizzas Friday night. I don't want to forget to do it. And you can call ahead and get it done.
Crystal Woody Urshan is a marketing director for Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors. Tyler, you'll experience this someday, but you know, we go in and have the smorgasbord and we'll eat first, and then of course it's off to the game room with the 6-year-old. The Batman game. I have to run the gas pedal and the brake because he can't reach, and he steers, so he sits on.
Well, that's
my
what
lap
I do right now behind the wheel with the 2-year-old. So.
Oh yeah, even better. Real car. That's even better.
Hard right, Bo. Hard right.
So you'll get to experience that coming up soon, and of course all the fun little prizes and everything as well. All right, so coming up, we're going to be giving away a free medium, the brand new cookies and cream dessert pizza, and again, I highly recommend it. You got to try this. We're going to be giving some away this week, but you can order it from Happy Joe's here in Galesburg, and you can get a small right now. If you want to start with a small, give it a shot. Just $4.99, the new cookies and cream dessert pizza. It's got chocolate pudding, real Oreo pieces, cream cheese frosting. It's served hot, and it's incredible. It's really, really, really good stuff. And we're going to be giving those away this week. Thanks to you, Crystal. We appreciate that. And I know our listeners will be looking forward to winning one of those. Anything else we need to know about what's going on at Happy Joe's, or new products or anything, any changes coming up?
Well, I think we did bring back our heart-shaped pizzas with COVID and all that's happening. You know how everyone puts the hearts on their windows and things. If you want to send a heart-shaped pizza to someone you haven't been able to see for a while, or someone that you know is not getting out much because they need to stay home, just let us know. We can make any pizza into heart-shaped pizza. We've also got our gift card special coming up on Thanksgiving Day, where for every $30, you get a $5 gift voucher. So if you want to buy an employee gift or keep that kind of simple this holiday season, we can make that special for you and deliver them in a special way. Whatever you need to do, Tony and Leslie over at the Galesburg Happy Joes, you know, they always – They'll do whatever anybody wants them to do to make their day special. I mean, they're just great people. And we really appreciate everybody in the community that supported Happy Joe's. And we're here for you now. We're back full force, and we'd love to see you.
Well, you mentioned that you'll ship them anywhere. And that's something that's probably become huge. I mean, people, whether they're in the military or they've moved away and they don't have a Happy Joe's near them, one, a great gift idea. But two, even if, you know, if somebody's off, they, man, I sure miss Happy Joe's. Guess what? Order it.
Yeah, you can order it. We do have to FedEx it, so it can be a little pricey, but for special occasions, people really love it. And like I said, if it's something local, we can do a gift card or a special certificate. If you're a boss and you want to give all your employees something, we can do something with a special note from you as well. So we really try to be flexible, and pizza is such a great food that everyone can share. And right now is the time to come together and be together. And pizza is a great, you know, a food that really helps everybody do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely comfort food. That's for sure.
It for sure is.
Yeah, and especially when it's familiar like Happy Joe's.
That's right.
Do you take suggestions? I'm guessing customers all the time will make suggestions on, here, you should try this kind of pizza or try making this. Is that?
Yeah, I have a lot of people that, you know, say, you know, this is how we order something. Or they have a brand new suggestion. One of my loyal customers told me that they order the BLT pizza with barbecue sauce as the base.
Really?
And I thought, I don't know. And so then I tried it, and I'm like, oh, well, there you go. That's not bad at all. And so sometimes our guests will come up with really creative ideas on what we're already doing, but they just order it differently. And then other times they have their own ideas. And absolutely, if you have an idea, let us know. We'd love to try it. And maybe we'll put it on the buffet and see what everyone thinks of it.
See, the BLT pizza is one I didn't know that I would like, because most places, like for me, we've had this discussion about a BLT anyway. Like any other sandwich with meat, it's got a lot of meat, but a lot of times a BLT, there's not enough bacon on it. So other BLT pizza I've had, not enough bacon. But when I tried yours, like, oh, bacon. That's the B in the BLT. Thank you very much for putting the bacon on there.
Triple BLT.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Well, pizza's great, too, because you can customize it. You can say, yes, I want a little extra this or a little more of that or none of that. And so you can really make it your own. And that's a lot of fun. And it's just a fun food that I don't think will ever go out of style. You know, we've also brought ice cream back in Galesburg. And it's, you know, all the sundaes, the cones, all the stuff. We can also deliver ice cream now. So we've got pints that we can deliver, and you can pick your favorite flavor, and we'll bring it right to you.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how you would do the Thanksgiving pizza. Is the base the mashed potatoes to keep it from being runny?
And
put the gravy the base? I know I would. I would put gravy, the mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, gravy. I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, one of
or
our
not.
Training directors actually made a Thanksgiving pizza.
Really?
We should probably bring it back. It had cranberry sauce just a little bit. I think it had potatoes and gravy, turkey, and some stuffing. And it was actually really good.
That is a heavy pie. That's
yeah,
sure.
That was a heavy pie for sure.
Crystal Whitty Urshan is our guest this morning. She is the marketing director for Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor. And again, their new cookies and cream dessert pizza is available now. You can call and get that. A small cost is just $4.99, but you can get the medium or large as well. And we're going to be giving away some throughout the week here. Crystal, anything else we need to know about Happy Joe's and what's going on with the business?
Oh, gosh. Well, the company is, you know, excited to be back. We also have our Kids Foundation, which raises funds for children with special needs. So I always like to share that because that's a great cause. This year, some of our parties may be a little different because of the different world we live in today. But we always support the special needs community, and they're very close and dear to our hearts, but as well as other groups and organizations in town. We love to help with fundraisers and be involved. Just give Tony and Leslie a call if you've got something going on, and we'd love to be part of it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, your dad was so giving, especially, like you said, with the special needs community, and for years and years and years he's done things. But it wasn't just your dad. It's as an organization, that's what the organization became.
Yes, that kind of became our cause, along with many others. We love the military. The veterans, you know, any kids group of any kind we're part of. We do store tours where they make their own pizzas and learn about a little bit about how a restaurant works behind the scenes. So we just want to be a community player. We want everyone to know we're here and we want to be involved, and we want you to, you know, consider us for your groups and gatherings. And we also want to help and do our part.
Absolutely. All right. Well, the brand new Happy Joe's Cookies and Cream Dessert Pizza, we're going to be doing a giveaway. You know what? We'll do one coming up after the news. We'll give you a chance to win one of those here this morning if you would like. And I guarantee you're going to like it. Crystal, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it and what you guys do for the community.
Thank you so much for having us on. You guys have a wonderful day.